Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, C.S. Lewis tells us of a story about a schoolboy who was asked what he thought God was like in his book titled Mere Christianity. He replied that, as far as he could make out, God was the sort of person who is always snooping around to see if anyone is enjoying himself and then trying to stop it. And I'm afraid that is the idea that the word morality raises in a good many people's minds. Something that interferes. Something that stops you from having a good time. C.S. Lewis writes that, in reality, moral rules are directions for running the human machine. Every rule is there to prevent a breakdown or a strain or a friction in the running of the machine. That is why these rules at first seem to be constantly interfering with our normal inclinations. When you are being taught how to use any machine, the instructor keeps on telling you, no, don't do it like that. Because, of course, there are all sorts of things that look right, but seemed to you to be the natural way, but do not really work. What do you think God is like? Do you think God is there to stop you from having a good time? A great many people believe that Christians are fuddy-duddy. They think that Christians never party. They think that Christians are judgmental. They think that Christians are hypocritical. They think that Christians are just out of touch with today's society. They believe that we need to change with the culture. There are probably some here in our midst today who believe that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod should change with the culture. I have a question for all of you to ponder. When you are told to do something or act a certain way by a superior, do you change your ways and do as you are told? Or do just the opposite and defy that superior? I have another question for you to ponder. What if that superior was Jesus? Would you straighten up or do just the opposite? At your baptism, your citizenship transferred from one dominion to another. It went from the secular to the holy, from the devil to Jesus. We affirm this when the candidate, if an adult or a parent, on behalf of the infant, say that the baptized will be brought up in the true knowledge and worship of God. We affirm this when we say that I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. We affirm this when we say that I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. On Confirmation Sunday, you reaffirmed your baptism. You agreed to live according to the Word of God. And in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, even unto death. The question is, are you remaining true to God? Am I remaining true to God? The Apostle Paul writes, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. So what does it mean to confess that Jesus is Lord? Well, how did the Jews of the first century understand the phrase, Jesus is Lord? They understood it to mean that Jesus had authority over everything and everyone. This is why the Jewish leaders said that Jesus was blaspheming against God, because he was calling himself equal to God. And for this, the Jewish authorities had him crucified. They knew what Jesus is Lord meant. Do you? To say Jesus is Lord is not just a Christian feel-good phrase. To say Jesus is Lord is a political act. But you may be thinking, religion and politics, they just can't mix. Well, yes, they do. To say Jesus is Lord is saying that Jesus is your master. You are saying that Jesus is your owner. You are admitting that it is Jesus is who you listen to. You are saying that you are a slave to Jesus. You are saying that you follow Jesus even unto death, for you believe and confess that Jesus is your God and Savior. So, do you believe that Jesus is Lord? Do you support abortion? Do you support gay marriage? Do you believe that the Bible is just full of stories and not completely true? Do you believe Jesus when he proclaims that your sins are forgiven? Do you believe that all religions have merit? Do you only confess Jesus is Lord inside these church walls? Do you discipline your life according to Jesus' teachings? Are you in the Word of God? For Jesus says, what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. That is what defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. If we confess Jesus is Lord, that means that we will live forever with him in the new heaven and the new earth. As C.S. Lewis put it, if individuals live only 70 years, then a state or a nation or civilization, which may last for 1,000 years, is more important than that individual. But if Christianity is true, then the individual is not only more important, but incomparably more important. For he is everlasting, and the life of a state or a civilization compared to his is only a moment. Are you living for the present or the future? Now there is good news for all of us sinners. Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. Jesus came down to earth to live the perfect life that none of us could live. He kept the law for all of us. Although he never sinned, he took on our sin upon the cross. He was crucified upon that cross and died the death all of us sinners deserve for our transgressions. He rose to life on the third day and proclaimed his reign over all the world. Jesus is Lord of all. We did not do anything to earn our salvation. Our salvation is a gift from God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus is Lord. Let us rejoice. Amen. Now let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen.